too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, September 21st, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a busy show today. First, I am at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. They're already at the drive-thru. Already coming through here today, getting their breakfast started off right. Come by here, do that. Hey, if you're going to Atlanta, you can always take a little tailgate down there with you. And, I want to tell you about Chick-fil-A of Clemson. My wife hosted an event yesterday at school, and was part of the event yesterday at school, and boy, Chick-fil-A supports that. So, great people here, no doubt about that. Always enjoy our time. Come see us here today. We'll be here till 9 o'clock, Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. A busy show from a guest standpoint. Josh Williams will be here, 7:25. He's going to tell you what's going on in Las Vegas. He's going to tell you what's going on with the movement of Clemson, Georgia Tech, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Missouri, Notre Dame, Wake Forest. Interesting. A&M, Bama, and Stanford and Oregon. We got six games to get to with J-Dub. Scott Reimer joins us at 7:45 this morning. He'll be broadcasting live down at Georgia Tech, the 203rd edition of the Tiger pregame show from Atlanta. We'll tell you about that show, what's coming up, and his thoughts about Clemson's reviewing a little Georgia Southern and previewing Georgia Tech. At 8:05 this morning, Jinx Patrick joins us outdoors. People, you're going to love the Jinx Inc. Hunting and Fishing Report. We'll also get the results from their Chicken Bog and Perlow cook-off last week. And at 8:25 this morning, Andy Demetra, he is the play-by-play voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He'll join us coming up today. Looking forward to that. Normally, those are Wednesdays. They had some email issues down at Georgia Tech this week, and he said, man, I'd love to come on anytime tomorrow. So today, he'll be here at 8:25. We'll discuss what's going on from their standpoint. In case you missed it last night, the huge news in sports. The Cleveland Browns win for the first time since Christmas Eve of 2016. In this one, Tyrod Taylor was concussed. The Browns were down 14-0 early in or midway through the second quarter. They get a late field goal when Baker Mayfield comes in. Mayfield leads a couple of drives. He has 201 yards passing. Baker Mayfield leads them back. And with they take the ball over with about 9 minutes to go. Drive down a 15-play, 75-yard touchdown drive to put Cleveland up 21-17. They hold on to win. The Cleveland Browns are 1-1-1 now, and Baker Mayfield is the toast of the town. I'm going to remind Zach Gore here in a second about an interesting text I saw this morning, which I thought was great. We'll talk about that coming up. The Red Sox clinched the division last night in the American League East. They beat the Yankees 11-6. That wasn't good to see. But what was good to see, the PGA Tour yesterday, Tiger Woods gets off to a roaring start. Eagles the 18th hole, ties Ricky Fowler at 5 under par for the first round lead down the Tour Championships. They'll go off at 2 o'clock today in the final group. Also, interesting news in college football. Nick Bosa, one of the top defensive linemen in the country at Ohio State, surgery on his core. He's out indefinitely I don't have a core, so I don't have to worry about that. We're going to give you the biggie games of the week, the lines of the week. Yesterday, Monty Lee met with the media. We didn't know we could take batting practice, but met with the media yesterday, and as it turns out, we got some Clemson baseball news to get into. I'll talk a little bit about the Clemson-Georgia Tech rivalry. We'll do that today as well. Just looking forward to a great show. The most important part of it, though, back in the studios, hopefully safe and sound with his whoopee inside, without me and protected inside of our Priority One security studios, is the ore that stirs the pot. Mr. Ore 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, though. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, El Capitan, the captain of the ship, and my overall life brother, Eskimo brother, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy!
We've really got to stop with the Eskimo brother open.
What do you have on today? I got to get a Clemson t-shirt. You?
No, I don't have a Clemson t-shirt on today.
Shorts?
Yeah, I have shorts on today.
Flippies?
Yeah, flip-flops.
Okay, that's it. That's what
we're doing. We got to stop with that. But good morning. How are you? How was Chick-fil-A?
It's great. So much better mood this morning than yesterday.
You are.
So much.
Good.
Man, yesterday's the worst show we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday was the best show we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. It's been a roller coaster week.
It's been a roller coaster. Yeah, you're right. But we're here. We're back. We got it. We're awesome. And everything is great. So it's just a fantastic week. My Cleveland Browns won last night.
Yes.
So that was good.
Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
I did not.
Oh, man. You can't watch your franchise.
As a matter of fact, I was watching the Yankees instead of the Browns last night, and I went to bed. The Yankees had a 6-5 lead. Woke up, they lost 11-6. So that wasn't good. But watched a lot of Tiger Woods yesterday. You?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Tiger Woods.
Okay. What's on segment two?
We're going to talk a little bit of Tiger. Well, it kind of depends what we talk about in segment one here, to be honest with you. Depends if you jump into. So we have a couple of things set up just in case.
Good.
But you didn't stay up for your Browns last night.
No.
You watched
the uniforms.
You watched the Red Sox clinch the AL East at Yankee Stadium last night.
I didn't. I watched the Yankees take a 6-5 lead, and then I fell asleep because really my eyes couldn't stomach it, or you know, couldn't put up with it. So sometimes my eyes can't stomach it. Sometimes my stomach can't eye it. Anyway,
what else did you get into yesterday then?
I hit balls for a little bit. I had a meeting yesterday. I was supposed to go to Greenville last night, but I had this meeting instead, so I didn't do that. So I might go to Greenville today to see my cousin in
you
the Kansas.
You bumped her 2 days in a row on this.
Yeah, but
this
I might go over today because I miss her. She's great. She is. She's going to be a head coach here in collegiate golf here very very soon. But I don't get to go to Kansas often, so. She comes here more, so I need to go see her today. Be a good cousin today.
Might
do that. How about you? What'd you get into?
Yesterday, did a little of this, a little of that. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy at all. But more importantly, is we're here. It's a nice little Friday show. Very excited.
You know what happens sometimes here?
What's that?
Sometimes, like during the show, I can show you something, and you know you can see it, and you go, yeah, okay. I'm going to send you a couple things now since I'm going to have to text you these.
Uh-oh.
But I cut my grass yesterday. Kind of got it straightened up a little bit.
Yo.
Kind of feeling pretty good about it, buddy. I'm going to get your reaction when I send these two to you. Besides that, though, you know, all in all, pretty good day, buddy. Pretty good day yesterday.
Pretty good little Thursday.
You know, I realized that I was pouting, and I realized that, quite frankly, it was just basketball. It's just one basketball player. So I got over that pretty quickly yesterday. Ben Milstead said he was over it by noon. And I said, okay, I need to be over it too. And then I remember we're having a son. I remember nothing good yesterday, Wednesday. Nothing good. And I remember life's still good. So I'm in a much better mood about that. Let me know when you get my text. I'll send you. By the way, you hadn't gone through yet. What'd you get into?
What did I get into?
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing too crazy yesterday. Off the top of my head, we had some dinner. Oh, text came in. Hold on.
Just trying to stripe it up a little bit for you. You know, just trying, buddy. The camera doesn't do it justice.
No, it does not. But, hey, it looks good.
Thank you.
It looks good. The yard's always bigger than I remember it being.
Well, I'll make it look bigger through the camera lens.
When you're mowing there, I'm sure. How long did that take you?
Oh, a couple hours yesterday afternoon.
A couple hours to mow this?
No. That's about an hour. Anyway, you know, I double cut it, so.
You need to get one of them ride mowers.
I need to, dude. I need somebody to sponsor us and give us a mower or something, you know?
You need to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Pushing's for the birds.
No doubt about that, buddy. I'm with you on that, especially my age. And I don't have a son yet to do it. I'll tell you, that joker will be 12 years old. I'm cutting grass for 12 more years. That's it. At 12, he takes over on lawn maintenance.
When I was a kid, I couldn't quite hold down the bar right there on the push mower.
Yeah.
So when I was young, so my dad would tie it, start the mower, and say, all right, we'll see you in a little bit, and then push me off.
Man, that's why he turned out so good.
Yeah, I guess so.
You had discipline as a kid.
Yeah, it was something.
That's why he turned out so stinking good.
It's ridiculous.
I got to get your thoughts on one thing.
Yeah.
Let me set this up. Did you see the tweet that Lincoln Riley sent Baker Mayfield last night?
It was fantastic. I saw this morning. It was fantastic.
Set it up for everybody. You tell it.
So obviously Baker Mayfield comes in last night in relief of Tyrod Taylor. And he brings Cleveland back from a 14-0 deficit to win 21-7, snapping a 19-game winless streak for the Cleveland Browns, dating back 35 days, I believe it is. December of 2016 is last time they won, before
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Browns beat the Jets last night. It's fantastic. Obviously, Baker Mayfield was the first overall pick in the draft. And his college persona maybe had some question marks with some people with the whole Kansas thing and you know, running his mouth and all that kind of stuff. But the one thing he did do was plant the flag, if you recall. Plants the flag at midfield against Ohio State.
In Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus. Last night, Lincoln Riley gets on Twitter and goes, hey, bud, I bet you they forgive you for planting the flag now. Enjoy.
Isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? That's fantastic. And I got to tell you, man, it makes me just really, really, really like Lincoln Riley.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like him. I think he is a terrific play caller. I had some folks of mine that were fairly close to him over at East Carolina, and they really liked him during his days there. And he's an offensive mastermind, and they're doing it again. No doubt about it.
It might be time for him to retire the visor and go with the full ball cap, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
That bald spot's getting rather large.
Well, it's creeping while he's sleeping. I'll tell you that. There's no doubt about that. But, I didn't think Oklahoma would be in it, but they're in it again. And I got to tell you, he might be the quarterback whisperer because Kyler Murray's playing really, really well, much better than he did when he's at Texas A&M. So that was a great, great tweet last night as far as that goes.
Oh, but back to that game, you watch the first half and the quarterbacks are like 4 of 16 for 58 yards before Tyrod goes out with a concussion. And it's just a brutal watch. It has no fun at all. And then Baker comes in and just starts lighting it up. And the place lightens up. It gets loud again. The old dog pound. And people start believing again. And it got just a ton of fun by the time halftime rolled around. And the second half was all Baker Mayfield. And it was a good, good watch.
17 of 23, 201 yards. And that 15-play, 75-yard touchdown drive to finish things off. Now, Tyrod Taylor left because of concussion.
Mm-hmm.
We know all the time you don't lose your job. Everybody says you don't lose your job because of an injury. We all know at some point in time Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy in Cleveland. Is that now?
Hugh Jackson, after the game, goes, yeah, I'm going to have to look at the tape before we decide on a starting quarterback for next week. And I – listen. Listen. I don't understand how you could do. I get maybe that's the politically correct answer, as the coach speak answer.
Yeah.
If old boy doesn't name Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback for 10 days from now, I mean, he needs to be fired. There's no reason that needs to happen. This is Baker Mayfield's team. He's the better option. Let the man play. He won you the first game in 630 days. Let him play.
My buddy Bubba Britton tells a joke about it. He says, have you met Hugh? Something like, are y'all going to tailgate or something like that this weekend? Have you met Hugh? He goes, Hugh who? Hugh dang right we are. Anyway, Hugh dang right that Baker Mayfield's going to be the starting quarterback this coming week. Can you imagine? See, here's why you have to. Because you can always go back to Tyrod Taylor, a veteran and a really good guy. And I feel bad for Tyrod. But he's not a great quarterback. He's just a really good dude and a really good leader. But you think, man, he's been benched before, you can go back to him. What would it be like in Cleveland, Ohio, if you go back to Tyrod Taylor, you lose, he didn't play well, and you lose next week?
It would be the most Cleveland thing ever to do that, right?
Right. It'd be Cleveland Brownish. It'd be the Brownies pulling that off. So, yeah, I mean, don't you have to now? Just from a fan base standpoint alone, just the interest level alone. You know, you don't do stuff just for fans, but you keep the momentum going, man. You played the two best quarters you played offensively in forever. Keep the momentum going, right?
He has some confidence into himself right now, and he's got this swagger that he brought to the team that just wasn't there They have a lot of weapons with that Callaway kid outside who is stupid fast, by the way. I mean, just unbelievably fast. And then Jarvis Landry and then the Njoku tight end is unbelievable. He's a great talent.
Yeah.
Tyra Taylor's not unlocking that. He's not realizing that potential. He's hanging onto the ball too long. When he goes take deep shots, he underthrows guys like Antonio Callaway, and he just doesn't have the oomph behind those throws. He floats them. Baker was throwing missiles last night. Absolute missiles, and they were accurate, and they were – he looked great. He looked unbelievable, actually. So you got to start Baker Mayfield. There's no doubt about it.
I talked to my Irish cousins last night about Baker Mayfield. You know what they said?
What did they say?
He was throwing massive missiles.
Massive.
And, you know, Carlos Hyde's a big part of it. The running game's better with that, too. Baker Mayfield, he has an it factor. I saw both of them play against Clemson in college. And, again, you can develop a lot. And there's a lot of guys in the NFL that go, man, I never really saw that guy being a longtime NFL guy. So I'm not saying it's the only reason. But it's night and day the difference between Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor. You can tell that from when they're in their diapers, you know, who was the best quarterback. Years ago.
They're both not big guys, though.
No. But Taylor's a great athlete, but Mayfield buys more time in the pocket, it seems
Mayfield
like.
Mayfield looked way more athletic in the pocket last night in terms of not getting hit.
Yeah. I know, man. It's like he's got a sense about him. He's brash. He's cocky. But when has a Cleveland Browns guy been cocky? They've had no reason to be cocky about anything. So why in the world would he feel cocky? Well, he believes in himself, and he's got this it factor to him. And I got to tell you, it's exactly what they needed. It was a great draft pick. I told you that at the time. It's exactly what they needed.
I just don't know how, as a Cleveland Brown fan, you can watch that game last night. And you can be excited about Baker Mayfield, and then it cuts to Hugh Jackson on the sideline looking like he doesn't know he's at a football game. I just don't know how you can be comfortable with that man leading your franchise for the rest of this season and years ago and have Baker Mayfield's existence in the NFL in his hands. It just, Hugh Jackson's a moron. I don't get how people trust him as a head coach in the National Football League.
He has to say that for his team right now. I wouldn't go on the comments last night. I would go on what happens next Sunday.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying, just look at him and knowing what we know from Hard Knocks this summer, and just see the way he operates, and it feels like he doesn't have a grasp on any of it.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
George Foreman.
You think so?
Yeah, nice, lovable, soft teddy bear guy.
Yeah.
You know, just a really, really likable, good dude. I told you before, I don't need my surgeon to be a good dude, you know, or a good lady. Just do the surgery,
well,
man.
And you know what? It's not fair to criticize them after last night. They got to win.
They won. That's right. 21-17. They finally won. We're not criticizing the guy. That's right.
21-17.
That's crazy, huh?
It's wild.
All right, segment two coming up, ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today, 558-7300, 558-7300. Here's the thing about ZeroRes. You mention my name, they're going to give you three rooms, $119 now, a free hallway when you mention my name. You're going to absolutely love it. It is my great friends over at ZeroRes and ZeroResGreenville.com. That means powered water. That means insanely clean carpets. That means no harsh results, no harsh residues. Do it. We did it at the station. I did it at my home. You're going to love ZeroResGreenville.com. A break. We'll come back. Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr, segment two after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the East End Zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our fall closeout sale on our best-selling John Deere tractor packages. Save up to an additional $3,900 and be equipped for anything. Visit agproco.com.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Pizza brings people together. That's an indisputable fact. Well, it is your pie anyway. Rooted in Italian culture, we know the best memories are made around a family-style table, enjoying hand-tossed pizza, fresh chopped salad, and hot-pressed panini. At Your Pie, you don't have to share a pizza to share an experience. All of our entrees are individually sized and 100% customizable, with vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options, plus authentic Italian gelato and local craft beer. There's something for everyone at Your Pie. But that's not the only way we're making pizza personal. Our mission is to bring people together both in and outside of our store. That's why we support the local causes that matter most to you, the ones making a difference in your own backyard. You're more than a customer at Your Pie. You're part of the Your Pie family. Come see us at Your Pie Clemson, located at 111 Earl Street in downtown Clemson. Every day is pizza day at Your Pie Clemson. Again, that's Your Pie Clemson, right in the heart of downtown Clemson. 111 Earl Street in downtown Clemson. Like us on Facebook to keep up with our upcoming events.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Love for you to come by. Start your weekend off right. Hey, Reed's Jewelers wants to see you this weekend as well. Stop by Reed's Jewelers, upper level over the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Reed's Jewelers is North America's largest family-owned jewelry company, a jeweler. And I tell you what they're doing now is they just keep winning award after award after award. Very competitive. A bunch of stores and the Greenville store just keeps winning these awards. That's because Wally is so good at what he does and so thorough at what he does. You want a piece of jewelry, they're going to find it for you if they don't have it. They're going to get exactly what you want. I mean, they've got craftsman jewelers in there to custom make jewelry for you. They've got great watches. They've got this great team. This team is going to give you awesome deals, and this team is going to you know, it's jewelry repair people. It's just a full team there, and it's the experience of knowing what they're doing. When you go in, you're not going to get some high school kid that's working there part-time in the mall. These are people who have been working in jewelry for 20 years, 22 years, 23 years sometimes. Think about Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It's my friends at Reed's Jewelers. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, we're going to talk a lot of things in different segment twos over the year, over the summer, over the fall, whenever it's going to be. But one thing that is always going to remain true, Mickey, is when Tiger Woods shoots a 65 and is tied for first after the first round of a tournament, especially a bigger tournament like the Tour Championship with a $10 million purse at the end of it, we're going to talk about it. I mean, is that fair?
It's very fair. I thought you didn't care about the Tour Championship.
Well, then Tiger started playing pretty well. My Twitter started going off a little bit, and I said, nah, let me follow along. So I started following along, and I was fortunate enough, Mickey, to happen to follow his back nine there and, of course, his closing eagle on 18. Nice little putt to get that he got to drop. Has him tied rookie Fowler for 65 at East Lake down there outside of Atlanta. They'll play at 2 o'clock today. What did you see of any of his round yesterday, and any thoughts on that?
I just see another complete round, driving it pretty good, putting it pretty good now. The iron game seems to be on. You know, it was a tentative start. He three-putted the first hole. It was a tentative start. But from that point in time on, the eagle and the four birdies, 65, he looked really, really good. He looks fit. Still hitting it a mile. I tell you what I saw, Zach, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here because, man, these are the 30 best players in the world, and Koepka can do what he did at the PGA. Yep. Or, you know, at the British Open, you can see, you know, maybe Molinari does what he does there. You know, the point is that there's so many great players out there. I'm not saying Tiger Woods can win, but name another player who has been this consistently into it the last 6 weeks of this season. I tell you right now, he's got just as good a chance as anybody. And, I mean, obviously Bryson DeChambeau has won a couple times there, but Tiger Woods is playing unbelievable golf right now. He's one of the top 10 players in the world right now. He's playing at a very, very high rate. Did you see yesterday Tommy Fleetwood played with him? Did you see Tommy Fleetwood's tweet?
I retweeted it yesterday. Tommy gets on after his round yesterday, just before 6 o'clock, and says one sentence. He goes, Tiger Woods is good at golf. Fires that out.
I mean, the guy that is one of the best players in the world now, Tommy Fleetwood, who shot one under par yesterday, and he watched Tiger beat him by four yesterday. Look, I think he's chipping it well. He may have made a couple of really good up and downs. Tiger's bunker game is amazing. And, you know, for all the argument, I had Tiger's biggest detractor friend of mine. You know our good friend Nick. And he hates Tiger Woods with a passion, despises him. He called me yesterday and goes, what's up with Tiger, man? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, he's so stinking good now. I said, yeah, he's stinking good. I've been trying to tell you this forever. The guy's back. You know, for some folks, he's got to beat Jack's majors to be back. For some folks, he's got to win a major to be back. For some folks, he's got to win to be back. I get all that. I don't totally disagree with some of that, not all that. But watch what's going to happen. He's going to play well. He's been playing well from the second half of the summer. It's only his first year back, actually. Tell you what's going to happen. He's going to play really well this week.
Yeah.
He's going to be in contention. Next week at the Ryder Cup, he's going to be one of the heroes of the Ryder Cup. And then after all that, let's say he's in contention this week, Zach. And let's say that he plays a major role next week in the Ryder Cup. Can we then say he's back? Or you think still people will go, well, he didn't win a major, man?
I just want him to win a tournament. He's back. There's not a question of that right now. The Tiger Woods that dominated and all that kind of stuff, that's a different conversation. I don't think that guy's ever coming back. But Tiger Woods, the golfer who competes and is relevant and moves the needle, drives the sport forward, is 100% back. I would love to see a win this weekend. Would love it. Would be just over the moon excited about it. The way he's playing right now, his last like 16 rounds, I think he has a 67.2 or whatever scoring average. Like, it's something ridiculous, right?
Right.
I wish the Masters was next week. I wish the US Open was next. I wish the British was next week. I don't want to wait until April to see him play in the Masters. I understand we have the Ryder Cup, and that's exciting, but it's not an individual major tournament. I want to see some big boy golf. I want to see Tiger put on a green jacket. I want to see him lift some giant trophy and let's see what he can do with this thing.
He's going to lift a trophy. It's not a giant trophy, but it's the Ryder Cup. He's going to lift that next week. He's going to be a big part of that next week. I'm going to leave you with this on Tiger about why and what's playing better. All of, you know, golf is all the time about tinkering and about finding something. And that's what Justin Thomas does, and that's what Tony Finau does, that's what John Rahm does. I mean, Jason Day, these guys are always kind of, you know, you're just fiddling around, and you're always just trying to find something here. And that's why you'll see guys – give me a player, Zach. Name any player in the world right now, really good player in the world.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay, let me give you Bryson DeChambeau, okay, and just tell you how the golf world works. Because for every time that Tiger doesn't win, or every time Tiger finishes – 25th, then what we'll say is, oh, well, there you go. Tiger's not back. I have to learn how to spell DeChambeau here with through some of this, but let me give you Bryson DeChambeau here on what his season actually looks like, okay? Golf's, my point was that his caddy talks about did an interview last week. He's added a little loft to his driver. And so he's not hitting it quite as far off the tee, but he's hitting it much straighter off the tee. And that makes a big difference.
He was shaping his driver yesterday.
Right. That extra loft gives him a chance to do that. Yeah. Let me give you Bryson DeChambeau this year. Yes, he's won three times this year. Yes, in 25 tournaments, he's got five top fives. He's got nine top 25s. But let me give you some other numbers in here. Safeway, he was 17th. He was 26th at the Century Tournament Champions. He missed the cut at the Farmers, a big tournament. Out at Pebble Beach, he finished 55th. At the Genesis Open, he finished 41st. He withdrew from Valspar. He finished 38th at the Masters. Finished 37th at the Players. 42nd at Colonial. He finished 25th at the U.S. Open. Finished 51st at the British Open. He missed the cut at the PGA Championship. That's his majors this year, all right? 38th at the Masters, 25th at the U.S. Open, 51st at the British Open, and missed the cut at the PGA. And yet he's won three times now and said he had a great year. And he did have a great year. But the point is that golfers, man, it's not a weekly thing. In tennis, Pete Sampras or, Djokovic or Federer, they can win 116 out of 120 matches in a year. Something along those lines. Golfers, that doesn't happen that way. And so Tiger Woods this year, from the second half of the season on, as he continues just to put good finish after good finish, solid finish after solid finish, you put it away, and it really is amazing. The consistency really has been amazing. And it's been a great year for him. Just in contrast to what we saw, let me give you what Tiger Woods has done. All right, and again, I'm going to go back to where the turning point was. Finished 9th at the Hero, 23rd at the Farmers, missed the cut at the Genesis Open, 12th at the Honda, 2nd at Valspar, 5th at Arnold Palmer, 32nd at the Masters, and 55th at Wells Fargo. That was a low point for him. 11th at the Players, 23rd at the Memorial, missed the cut at the U.S. Open. Now, since that missed cut at the U.S. Open, 4th at the Quicken Loans, 6th at the British Open, 31st at Bridgestone World Golf Championship, 2nd at the PGA. He didn't practice at all. Remember that? Didn't play in the Northern Trust and finished 40th, but 24th at the Dale Championships, and then 6th at the BMW in the playoffs. And now he's leading at the end of the first round. It's just been a really solid second half of the season for him. He's playing great, man. He's playing great.
Now, obviously, the Ryder Cup is next week. What do you expect him? Who do you expect him to play with next week? Is he going to play with Bryson? Is it going to be maybe Justin Thomas? Could be an interesting playing partner for him. Who matches up with his game enough that they can go out and really dominate the European competition?
Well, I keep hearing Bryson, that they play a lot of practice rounds together. That's kind of what in Ryder Cup years, it's kind of what you do is as you get closer and closer, you start playing practice rounds. You know, with guys, and you know, that's what your captain Furyk's trying to get you to do, and see how, you know, A, how you get along, B, how your games kind of complement each other, and those kind of things. You know, one of the great there's a documentary coming up on the Golf Channel about the Fabulous Five or something five whatever, and that was Faldo and Woosnam and Ballesteros and Sandy Lyle. I don't know who that was. Anyway, it was those guys that turned the Ryder Cup around for Europe. They're all born within a year of each other. Woosnam was the other one. They're all born within a year of each other, and they turned the Ryder Cup around for Europe. But those guys were remarkably different guys. Like, all their personalities were totally different from each other. But they had this bond, and that's what the United States is trying to do, create those bonds. And I think that DeChambeau and Tiger kind of have that. I think they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy playing with each other. I think that'd be a big part of what you'll see in France next week over in Paris.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to follow along. I know we're going to have our own Tim Berets going over to cover that for NBC, and I'm sure we'll have some kind of interesting behind-the-scenes tidbits if you follow him on Twitter and stuff like that. So it'll be very interesting. And I know the guy that you talked to when I was in Ireland and in Scotland, the golf course manager in Mississippi, when I think it was John's buddy, is going over and working as a member of the grounds crew for the Ryder Cup. So that's exciting as well. Maybe we can get him to talk to us about that before he gets over. Or maybe even from over there, a little conversation real quick.
We're trying to get him to call in there. Also, Tim Berets, I talked to Tim this summer about during the British Open coming on, and we couldn't work that out. So maybe with the Ryder Cup, maybe we'll talk to him, maybe over there in Paris. So I'll send him a text and see if we can get over and get his thoughts on the Ryder Cup. Pretty cool stuff, huh?
Oui.
The bilingual one, man. How's your croissant this morning?
I wish I had.
Everything good?
Pain de chocolat. It's a croissant with chocolate in the middle, and it's unbelievable.
Is it really?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Never had one, man. Never had one. All right, before we take a break, I'll tell you about our friends at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Get in touch with them. Hey, I love these guys because this is a cottage. It's not a town home. It's not an apartment building. It's not a duplex. This is your own cottage, your own freestanding unit. You're going to love that. You're going to love the fact that you get, you know, widescreen TV in every single living room, fans in every single room. You get 2.5 baths. You get really, you know, the granite countertops, all the appliances, everything, stainless steel appliances. You're going to love all that. What you're really going to love is the number I'm going to tell you now. Less than $500 a month. In today's world, these places are $700, $800, $900 a month, and this is half price of some of those. So if you're looking, if you're thinking, don't add up the student debt. Think about our friends at University Cottages. Ingalls Crossing is right across from Ingalls, and safe and on the cat bus line and pet friendly and so many great things. It's University Cottages, Ingalls Crossing. The number really matters. Less than $500 a month. Call them today, 784-3400. 784-3400. Hey, Mr. Orr, we have the next two segments open phone lines. And outside of that, all guests. Josh Williams, 725. Scott Reimer, 745. Jinx Patrick, 805. Andy Demetra, play-by-play voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 825. So if you want to reach us, if you want to get a thought in for the weekend, then you need to do it in the next two segments. We'll tell you how when you return for more from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Let's go! The Clemson Tigers are on the road this week, traveling to Hotlanta for the first ACC matchup of the 2018 season. Your Tigers are ready to roll over the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, and you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easley.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menes in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Take Cover Storage knows your time is valuable. Their exclusive virtual marina concierge service allows you to spend more time having fun and less time doing maintenance and cleaning your toys. Boat services include dockside delivery, pickup, inflatable towables, on-site fuel-ups, full detailing, battery checks, and more. Camper and RV services also available. Limited amount of RV specials for Clemson football season available. Call today to reserve your package. That's 608-9270.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over two decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I'll stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
I've seen the man at the liquor store begging for your change.
Hey, my friends at Roto-Rooter want to help you out. In case you have anything going on in your plumbing world, and that means septic issue. You know, I've never had a septic tank. Any kind of septic issues you might have, they can take care of that for you. If you got burst pipes, if you have clogged drains, if you have disposals that are acting up, any kind of clogged toilets or anything like that, let them take care of it for you. You know, eventually we're going to have some frozen pipes somewhere in the upstate here in the next few months. Let them take care of that for you as well. Hey, they're proudly owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni here in the upstate of South Carolina. Take it from me. In the middle of the night, the cold of night, and the bad rainstorm and windstorm in the middle of a hurricane, they can help you out. Reach out to Roto-Rooter. 288-7686. 288-7686. Roto-Rooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, I didn't mean to get you in a bad mood during the break there. You okay?
No, I'm in a,
buddy?
I'm in a great mood.
Okay, good. Good. Glad to hear that. Let me run some things by you quickly. And if you want to get in touch with us now, you can do that. Our Northland Communication phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on Twitter, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. Mr. Orr, if you want to look at our text, I'm out today, but if you want to look at our text, you can do that and let me know. That helped our text line, 986-1560. I've been asked to do this by a friend, mm-hmm. And I will do it because as a friend, you know, I pretty much take all requests, and we do these things. I did this years ago. It didn't work out. I told you earlier in the week that I don't like doing it now because, you know, freedom lets you do what you want to do. But this guy says, can you please just tell people the ease and convenience of going down to Atlanta? So here we go. On StubHub right now, tickets at $30. I'm looking at $30, $34, $35 a ticket. So many people say, well, I can't afford tickets, can't afford tickets. $30 right now. Now, StubHub, you got some fees in there. I get it. You can go down to Atlanta. There'll be cheap tickets running down there for sure. From Greenville, 2 hours. From Columbia, 3 hours maybe. From, you know, other parts of the state. You figure out. It's not a bad drive. Parking's not expensive. You can spend the rest of the day in Atlanta, whatever you're going to, you know, you get it. There's a Lenny Kravitz concert at Chastain Park, I think it is, this weekend. The Braves are in town this weekend. There's a lot to do there all weekend long in Atlanta. So, for a great trip, I was telling my buddy I'd do this. Paint the town orange, get down there. Some of you who've never been to road games, this is, if you're ever going to go to a road game, if you don't go, it's a unique experience because you get the, you know, you feel like you're us versus the world on the road and you bond together. There'll be a ton of Tiger fans there tomorrow. But because of the cost of tickets and because of the short drive, it's really an easy, easy deal. A lot of our listeners are over in Georgia. I know this is an easy deal for you guys. So we'll see all of you tomorrow down at Bobby Dodd. How did I do, buddy? How did I do?
That's fantastic. Okay. Yep.
Okay. The second part of this, Zach, when do you remember the Clemson Georgia Tech game being a rivalry? Because it hadn't been the last 4, 5, 6 years. But do you remember when it was a rivalry?
Yeah, of course. I remember that being a tough game to go down there and play in Atlanta, and people being very apprehensive about your chances. And I remember it being competitive, of course.
It wasn't just competitive, to be honest with you, and it's one of the things that really I never really understood how they did. Georgia Tech played Clemson's butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time there from, go back and make sure I'm right by saying this. There's a time there really from 1997 through really 2009. During that, I'll do my math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. During that 15 years, Georgia Tech won 11-4 against Clemson. Not 15 years, 15 games, because they played twice in 2009. Georgia Tech, make sure I'm right saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, they played 14 times and they were 10-4 against Clemson. And that ain't good, buddy. Believe me, that ain't good. Now, since then, the Tigers have won. Clemson is now 6-2 in the last 8 against Georgia Tech. Yeah, 6-2. So, and quite frankly, Clemson has dominated Georgia Tech. Did I see where Georgia Tech has had? Clemson has had more safeties, and Georgia Tech's had rushing touchdowns against Clemson in the last couple of times.
Is that right?
The Tigers have been really, really dominant. Yeah, give Brent Venables a lot of credit for that. Give the recruiting a lot of credit for that. I think the Tigers are going to play well down in Atlanta this weekend. I do think it will be Georgia Tech's last stand to try to save their season. We'll ask Andy Demetra that at 8:25 this morning about is this a fragile football team? What is this team feeling like? But my point was that, believe it or not, and it wasn't all that long ago, going back to 2009 when Tech won the ACC championship there, they went 10-4 against Clemson over a 14-game stretch. And since that point in time, the Tigers just played much, much better football. And quite frankly, if Deshaun Watson doesn't get hurt, it would be worse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It would be 7-1 rather than 6-2 in the last 8 if Deshaun Watson would not have gotten hurt there. The other loss he had down in Atlanta is where Taj Boyd's team was 8-0 and ranked 6th in the country and went down there and laid an egg and didn't play very well down in Atlanta. But besides that, though, Clemson's been very, very dominant in this series. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to Delvin very early in the show. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Man, I appreciate you hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, you know, I had to ask you this on Friday. What's the key for Clemson and South Carolina to put out some big road wins this weekend?
It's a great phone call, Delvin. Let's begin with South Carolina. We asked Tony this the other day. We've talked about it many times on our show. I think the Gamecocks have to run the football. And so far through two games, they've not been, you know, and really hadn't run it all that well. In the Georgia game, it was the short passing game. Is obviously they had five wideouts, an awful lot in the Georgia game. And it was a quick passing attack. I understand some of the strategy there in that you didn't want Georgia to tee off on Bentley, and you wanted him to come out and establish himself and give him some confidence. I get that. But the Gamecocks in that game got outrushed 271-54. And the Gamecocks in that game only had 20 carries. They threw it 48 times. They only carried it 20 times. And so 54 yards rushing doesn't cut it. And I don't think you can beat a whole lot of teams by running it, you know, for 54 yards. So far on this season, through two games, South Carolina has rushed for 317 yards. That's about 155, 160 a game, 155 a game. I get it. 58 carries, though. That number's got to go up. They need that right there is averaging, am I right with saying this? That's averaging, you know, 29 carries a game. That number's got to get in the mid-30s. If the Gamecocks carry it 35 times, have 150 yards rushing, 170 yards rushing, they'll be fine. If not, I think South Carolina's in trouble. They got to run the football tomorrow. For Clemson, you know, a couple things.
Don't let them lose this weekend, by the way.
Oh, South Carolina Vanderbilt?
Don't let South Carolina lose to Vandy this weekend.
I'll go ahead and tell you this. And I said this about Georgia. I really mean it with Georgia because Georgia should be better than Vanderbilt every single year, and that's not even close. I get that. South Carolina, I think, should be, but I can't make the definitive statement. I've said this years before. If you name me the coach at Georgia and I lose to Vanderbilt, then you can fire me that Saturday afternoon because we're going to beat Vanderbilt every single year. I'm not saying that's the case at South Carolina. I wouldn't say fire me, but I'm wondering if there's ever been a great season at South Carolina that included a loss to Vanderbilt. Not only that, you're coming off a loss, that'd be back-to-back losses, then you got to go to Kentucky. I don't think you can – I think you'll always have the, oh, yeah, but Vanderbilt at the end of the statement. Let's say this, Zach. What if – and Clemson, too. I'm not sure they're going to beat Clemson in Death Valley this year, but what would you say if the Gamecocks lost tomorrow, lost to Clemson, but won nine games – wouldn't it be, oh, yeah, but you lost to Vanderbilt, and you lost to Clemson, lost to Georgia? You know? It's a downer, man. You can't lose to Vanderbilt in football.
Sure.
So you're right. Don't lose Monday. I mean, don't on a Monday show, don't come in here with a loss to Vanderbilt. On Clemson, and I appreciate the phone call, Delvin. Hope you have a great weekend. On Clemson, you know, don't turn it over. Don't give Tech short fields. Don't do anything to help them out. Clemson is the superior football team. They're better at both lines of scrimmage. The better team. On the road, don't give them hope. Remember when Dabo had the thing about kill their spirit kind of a thing that he talked about in up at Louisville and Virginia Tech? Like really, really, really demoralize them, take away the spirit. Don't give them any hope. And that starts with the first quarter of, you know, some three and outs in there. I think if you're Georgia Tech, you got to have long, sustained drives. You need big plays, and big plays will be a major part of what they do, but they got to play keep away. So I'd say for Clemson offensively, avoid some three and outs. You know, you don't want to put your defense back on the field. Get off the field on defense on third down. I still think you're going to see Paul Johnson going for it on fourth down a lot. But don't give up the huge play. Don't make it easy. Don't give them the short field. If you just go do what you're supposed to do, Clemson's going to be fine. Zach, any thoughts on either one of those?
I think you're hitting the nail on the head on both of those.
Oh, thank you so, so very much. My friends at Priority One want you to call them. Now, we're going to be in Atlanta this weekend. We have a great house sitter. We have someone who loves babysitting our house sitting our dog, by the way. Marley's is a great friend of our house sitter this weekend. But I have my phone with me, and I can check the cameras at our house. I can check the I'll get text messages. I can set our alarms at our house. To be honest with you, I don't really do this, but I can like dim the lights at the house and kind of scare our babysitter or our house. I wouldn't do that. But it's a technology we have on our side with Priority One. PriorityOneSecurity.com. In a weekend like this weekend when we're away, it just really is nice to have and to see. It's Priority One Security. Do it for your home. Do it for your family. Do it for your business as well. A good bunch of our great friends there. For the latest technology, the best you can have is Priority One Security. com. All right, we've got a busy hour number two. In case you missed it, Red Sox won last night, clinched the division, beat the Yankees. The Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler tied at 5 under par. The big story in sports last night, the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield came from behind. They won their first game since Christmas Eve of 2016 as Baker Mayfield threw for 201 yards, replacing Tyrod Taylor, who had a – or Tyrod Taylor now, who had a concussion. The Browns went 21-17. They are now 1-1-1. Also, Nick Bosa, defensive end at Ohio State, has a surgery yesterday on his core, and so we'll see. He's out indefinitely for Ohio State. In our second hour, first segment will be open phone lines and tweets. Second segment, Josh Williams previewing the six games in Vegas. Third segment, 7:45, Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show, previewing the Tech to the trip to Georgia Tech. 8:05, Jinx Patrick. 8:25, Georgia Tech play-by-play guy, Andy Demetra. We'd love for you to come back. Hour number two from Chick-fil-A after this.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security.